Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, "This is what Yahweh, God of Israel, says. Write in a scroll all the words that I have spoken to you. For look, days are coming," this is Yahweh's declaration, "when I will reverse the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah. I, Yahweh, have said it, for I will bring them back to the land that I gave their ancestors, and they will possess it." These are the words that Yahweh declared concerning Israel and Judah. For Yahweh says this, "We have heard a trembling voice of dread and not of peace. Ask and see if a man bears a child. Why do I see every young man with his hand on his loins like a woman bearing a child? Why have all their faces become pale? Woe, for that day will be great, with none like it. It will be a time of distress for Jacob, but he will be rescued from it. For it will be in that day, this is the declaration of Yahweh of hosts, that I will break the yoke off your neck, and I will shatter your chains, so foreigners will no longer enslave you. But they will worship Yahweh their God and serve David their king, whom I will make king over them. So you, my servant Jacob, do not fear," this is Yahweh's declaration, "and do not be dismayed, Israel. For see, I am about to deliver you from the faraway place and your descendants from the land of captivity. Jacob will return and be at ease. He will rest secure, and there will be no more terror. For I am with you," this is Yahweh's declaration, "to save you. Then I will bring a complete end to all the nations where I have scattered you. But I will certainly not put an end to you, though I discipline you justly, and will certainly not leave you unpunished. For Yahweh says this, your injury is incurable, your wound is infected. There is no one to plead your case. There is no remedy for your wound to heal you. All of your lovers have forgotten you. They will not look for you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy and the discipline of a cruel master because of your many iniquities and your numerous sins. Why do you call for help for your injury? Your pain is incurable because of your many iniquities, your numerous sins. I have done these things to you. So everyone who consumes you will be consumed, and all of your adversaries will go into captivity. For the ones who have plundered you will become plunder, and I will make all the ones despoiling you a spoil. For I will bring healing on you. I will heal you of your wounds. This is Yahweh's declaration. I will do this because they called you outcast. No one cares for this Zion. Yahweh says this, see, I am about to bring back the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his homes. Then a city will be built on the heap of ruins, and a stronghold will exist again where it used to be. Then a song of praise and a sound of merriment will go out from them, for I will increase them and not diminish them. I will honor them so they will not be humbled. Then their people will be like before, and their assembly will be established before me when I punish all the ones who are now oppressing them. The ruler will come from among them. He will emerge from their midst when I draw him near and when he approaches me. If I do not do this, who would dare come close to me? This is Yahweh's declaration. Then you will be my people, and I will be your God. See the tempest of Yahweh. His fury has gone out. It is a continual tempest. It will whirl on the heads of the wicked people. Yahweh's wrath will not return until it has carried out and brought into being his heart's purposes. In the final days, you will understand it.